Welcome to Tea
with Mrs. S, a podcast about relationships, life, and everything around us.
Hey, what up? How are you?
Good.
Good. You sound a little bit down.
My dear, it was a very traumatizing week.
Well,
the whole week started out okay, and then the end. It was quite,
dare I ask what happened? Did it have something to do with the Olympics?
You know it.
Oh, that's why it's the Olympics.
Well, I mean, it's not even that. It's just that I don't even know why I'm upset. I shouldn't really be upset because he actually made it quite fun throughout the whole thing until I don't know what happened in that second set. He just was like, I don't know. He's very energetic. The whole Olympic, everybody wanted to take pictures with him. They were loving on him. He had wonderful photos. And then the actual matches, he was just ace, back to back to back, real quick, over. But when it got to this one, I don't know what happened. I think he just overexerted himself because who asked him to do the mixed doubles? Like midway through his singles run, he now decided to do the mixed doubles as well. And then the temperature, if people who don't know what we're talking about Novak Djokovic, my tennis, the person I love so much in tennis. So he decided to do the mixed doubles, and the weather, the temperature in the whole Olympics, that Tokyo during the tennis matches was like 80 degrees and higher. And then it felt like, you know, 10 degrees higher than what the actual temperature was. And, you know, he had to, like, a lot of them were complaining, this is just not the right weather temperature to play in. So then they moved the matches later, which I feel like that was also another disservice to him, even though he was like one of the main ones pushing for the change in the time because he was doing okay with the regular schedule. Other people were showing obviously the fatigue, but he wasn't. But then when he added that extra match and they were playing it back to back, he'll play his singles, then he'll play the mixed doubles, play his singles and play the mixed doubles.
He forgot he was a human being.
My dear, he was, I mean, I'm telling you, he came in on that adrenaline high from the first three Grand Slams of the year that he won all of them. So he was on a high. I mean, you could see it throughout the whole match. He was just so pleasant, so.
And he forgot to be cautious.
He forgot. He didn't. He was like, you know what? Let me pull back a bit. He should have done that.
You know
that.
What they say, Icarus, don't fly too close to the sun. Well, I think he flew too close to the sun.
I think.
And the sun melted his wings. And
No. No. I just think, you know, he's such a good guy. And he's very much into Serbia and just winning for Serbia. That was the whole point to going to the Olympics. Obviously, the gold medal was the icing on the cake, but he did it for Serbia. There's no need for him to go. He could have just chilled out because the aim is the calendar slam. He's had a bronze medal before at the Olympics. I mean, of course.
Yeah, but it would have been perfect if he'd gotten the gold.
The trifecta, yes. Is it, what is it now?
He would have gotten the gold here and then gotten the gold in the U.S. Open, and it would have been perfect.
Well, it's not gold. It's just the money. It's the slam. They don't give out medals at the Opens. But yeah, I know what
I'm saying. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
He would have won. So he would have been 5 for 5.
Yeah, well, the Olympics comes every 4 years, so it's not like it's an every year thing, which I think is
that's
why
I'm saying five, which is why I think five, it was, which is why it's such a disappointment,
important for him,
right?
Why he really, really wanted to get it, you know.
What are the chances that he'll be able to repeat this again in the next 4 years? Well, 3 years in Paris.
Yeah, he's already said he's going to work towards it. So, I mean, I will never put anything past him. And I think that he should try for it if that's what he really wants to do. But, I mean, he's still the number one in the world right now. I mean, he's
yeah, I'm sure he is. Records. I mean, you know, it happens. It unfortunately, and that's the problem with these competitions, right? You lose, there's no redo. It's done.
I mean, mm-hmm. It's not a matter of redo. It's the next one comes around and you win it, and then it adds to your stats. That's all it is. So there's always another one. It's not a matter
No. What I'm saying is there's no way to go back and win the 2020 Olympic gold medal. This is done.
But that doesn't matter, because if he wins the one it in does Paris, matter. No, it doesn't.
As in, this one is done. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying it matters in the grand scheme of things. What I'm saying is it hurts more because you know you can't go back in time. You can't change anything.
No, but what I'm saying is why it doesn't matter is let's just say that he goes to Paris and he wins the gold in Paris. Then he's won it. You see what I'm saying?
In that time.
Right. It doesn't matter though. It's still the Olympics. That's what I'm saying.
I don't listen. If he does this in 2024, good for him. Everyone's going to be rooting for him. But as far as 2021 Olympics, it's done. He didn't do it.
Yeah, it doesn't matter though. That's what I'm saying. I hear what you're saying, but what I'm saying is it does not matter. The fact is, did you win the gold?
No, as of today.
Yeah. So if he goes to, what I'm saying is if he goes to Paris and he gets the gold at Paris, one and done. We move on.
Until then, no.
So let's wait till then.
For now, the conversation we're going to have is going to be, oops, sorry. Oh my God.
No, that's not the conversation we're having. If you're rooting for him, you're sounding
rooting for him, but he's lost. So that's fine too, you know.
Let's move on. Let's move on
to the next other person in the Olympics.
Let's move on. Let him go and sit in an ice bath. Go home. Go and kiss his babies, his wife. Relax for a little bit. Get nice massages. Go back to the drawing board. You know, he didn't have his. A lot of times, these players, they have routines, they have ticks, they have these, what do you call it? What am I trying to say? It'll come to me. But they have these routines, things they have to have to make the whole picture work for them. And in this Olympics, because of the pandemic, you had a limit to how many people you could come, how many people you could have on your team and things like that. There are matches he goes to and he has two of his coaches, Marian Vida and what's his name? Is it Goran or whatever? That one just came after. Who was a former tennis player. Is really, really good as well. Both of them weren't at the Olympics. Typically, one of them is there. One will always be there. And then his physio guy and the other ones that he has there. But one will always be there. And they weren't there, you know. So there are a lot of things that went off. But let's keep it going. Let's keep it going. He's world number one.
He's not the only one that was quote unquote impacted this Olympics, right? We had what's her name, Simone Biles, right?
Biles, and even before we even get to Simone Biles, Naomi Osaka, who lit the
pole. Oh, that's true.
Yeah, you know, and that just goes to show like the way. When pressure, expectation, when everybody's expecting something from you, you know, it's a lot harder when that expectation is there. So Naomi was expected to win this one. She did not. Not only her, Ash Barty, who is the world number one on tennis for the for women's tennis, she was knocked out. And then Simone had the twisties, you know, this mental thing. Yeah, let's get into that, shouldn't we? Why was the whole world like
all up on Simone?
I'm like, excuse
it was
you?
Like World Wild Simone Day.
They were nuts. People were like, what is, you know, some of people, the hateful things they put out there. And I was like, what don't you understand about how this works? You know, this is not the training room where they have all those, what do they call it? Mattresses and soft landing cushions. You know, if that happens and they fall out of the air, they have a soft landing. This is like the real deal. This girl could potentially harm herself coming down, not knowing where she is. Did you see the slow-mo of the jump that caused her to say, you know what, let me just take a step back?
No, I didn't actually.
And so she went up. What is that? I've forgotten what it's called. Where you run, you jump on the little, like a horsey thing.
The beam?
Not the beam.
The vault?
I think it's the vault. I think that's the one. So you run up, you jump on the thing, you do your little twisties, go up in the air, maybe 3-4 turns, and you come landing. She didn't do maybe the third or the fourth turn and came, you know, parallel to the ground, falling, you know, and then somehow was able to land on her feet, but she still, you know, she still fell back or whatever. But they did a slow-mo and you could see that her face, the look, that whole, wait, where am I? You know, she was like, what's going on? Confused look on her face. I was like, listen, girl. After that, like after she pulled out, I wouldn't have issue. It was even so sweet of her to come and support her team and things like that. But really, me, the queen of self-care and self-love, I would have been like, wait, is this not Tokyo? Can I not just go and get one nice shiatsu massage somewhere, chill out, stay in some nice hotel room and just forget about all this whole thing for the time being, because I'm having like some issues, you know? And that's because before even she got there was all this goat talk. Twitter gave her her own emoji. If you do hashtag Simone Biles, you see the goat icon. You know, they were expecting her to clinch this, which really she could have still clinched it because her numbers were still up there. There are still a few more events that she's supposed to do. Every other day, she's just been canceling as it goes along. So I guess they're still doing the checks with her or whatever. So I think she has one more that she could still get into. But I mean, I on one hand, I can understand why everybody's disappointed. It's just the same way as we kind of are. I never use that word with Nole because to me, he never disappoints me. But it's the same way everybody's like, oh God, we're really hoping for him to get this. Because yes, he's caught up to the other two that everybody's talking about. Those other two have golds, you know, Olympic gold, Federer and Nadal. They have each have gold medals. He has a bronze. So this one was going to be the nice icing on the cake. And then he'll finish it up with the US Open win. And then there won't be a debate because there's this huge debate about who is the GOAT. And we're like, clearly he is, you know, they all are. So why is there an issue, my dear?
It's competitive sports. But the thing with Simone is, when I was listening to a lot of the comments and stuff that she was getting, I guess the first one I heard was our darling Piers Morgan. And he was like, what's this? Is this the go-to excuse now? Is mental health the go-to excuse now when you can't perform up to par? And he was really, really cruel. Because of the way he said it, it was really, really, really just wicked. And he didn't leave any room for nuance or even make any allowance for the fact that there could be other extenuating circumstances. And that's why I found his commentary really, really just off.
Have we not thrown Piers Morgan away? Isn't he trash? Didn't we cancel him?
He's still, apparently, still out there. But here's the other thing that I actually heard they were talking about on the Joe Rogan show was the other issue for Simone was she was not in Tokyo, apparently, Ritalin, or I can't remember what medication she's on, is not allowed. And apparently she needs that medication for her ADHD. And so she's been off it in Tokyo. She's not been able to get any of those medications.
Well, I didn't this is an angle I wasn't aware of.
Now you are. So apparently it's completely banned. So that's another angle to what's going on with her in Tokyo. And I was like, wow, I didn't even know about that. And so she doesn't have her medication, which is supposed to.
What does that have to do with anything?
Because it's supposed to help. No. They're saying she's been on this medication, I think, since she's been really, really young.
No, she has won an Olympic medal before.
Right, but
what does it have to do with Tokyo? It's the International Olympic Committee.
It has to do with Tokyo.
What do you mean?
Ritalin. The whatever medication she needs is not allowed in Tokyo. That's what I'm saying.
What do you mean Tokyo? You mean the city Tokyo
in
or
Japan.
The Olympics?
In Japan altogether.
So she didn't know that before she was going there?
She probably thought she could deal with it. I don't know. I'm just telling you the information that's out there. So that's another.
No, because that's a waste of time. I don't think that has anything to do with it.
You don't think. I'm telling you what was said. No, I don't know if it's true
stupid.
Or not.
If that's what was said, then that's actually quite stupid because you know that this is a medication that you need. If it's a medication as far as like their drug testing or whatever that is not allowed in the Olympics, that's a different story. But if it's allowed in the Olympics and it's a medication she needs...
It is not allowed Hold on, let me finish.
I heard what you said, but here's what I'm saying. Listen to where I'm going with this. The International Olympic Committee or whatever that's called, because she has won an Olympic gold medal before. So if it is not a drug that is banned in the Olympics committee, that's a different situation. But if it's a matter of the country, you cannot bring in that drug. Why was she slated to perform in the first place when she knew that it was something she needed for her own well-being? Why was she in contention?
Who knows why people make the decisions they make? She may have thought she could deal with
it. How do you make decisions? She had 4 years. She had 4 years to practice for that. If that can be the angle, because then I will understand why people are outraged. It makes no sense.
All I can say to you is this is information that's out there. It has not been refuted yet, to my knowledge. There's not a lot of people that are covering it. But like I said, it was covered on the Joe Rogan show. So it's out there.
Joe Rogan doesn't know what he's talking about. I haven't seen that. And I don't think that's a factor.
Well, okay.
Because if you let's forget
as,
about her,
as I
you're a regular
said.
Human being, you're going to Japan, you know the country doesn't allow this drug to come in, you're supposed to perform. You've been on this drug since you were a little child. Why would you be in contention for the Olympics?
As I have said, it's anything that we're saying can be verified or not verified. We don't have to argue about it because
we're not arguing. I'm saying that's pointless.
I'm giving you an information that's out there.
Yeah, no, that doesn't make sense.
It can be verified.
No,
there's
no need to verify because then if we verify it and it is factual, then that is that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. How can a drug that I need to function on my daily, on a daily, it's not banned or by the, it's not, you know, on the list of banned substances to perform as an Olympian. It's just the country doesn't allow it. Then you know you're not going to that country because you need it. Imagine you have high blood pressure or whatever, and you need to take these pills to survive. Then you will go for Olympics when you know you've been on the drug since you were a child. that makes no sense. I don't think that's it. So let's leave that out. The actual thing is that she had the twisties and she said it. If you go on her Instagram, she has even explained what the twisties is. And we actually saw the slow-mo. She was trying. She couldn't. And people are outraged because they're like, you're an Olympian. You know, grit it out. And it's not an issue about gritting it out. If your brain isn't working well, your body is not going to function. So this is not even a matter of grit. They slow-mo'd it. Her face was like, where am I? And I don't know. I don't know if this has ever happened to you. Back then in uni days, I had physics. I think it was physics 2, an exam. I don't know. I've probably told you the story once before. We had our exams, you know, scheduled. And this is a class that I was shattering on the regular. I had this whole week to study for it. I had studied the whole night, the night before I was up, doing all my formulas, answering all my questions. Now I went inside the class to take the exam. When I tell you the words had lifted off the paper and they were dancing, like, you know, like the three witches and the cauldron, double toilet trouble, I mean, double bubble. The thing was mixing the words. I couldn't make A from B, C from D. I was like, I don't even know what I'm seeing here. And I got up and I went to my professor and I said, listen, I don't know what's happening, but nothing is making sense to me. And I begged, I said, please just let me leave right now. And if you can find it in your heart to let me take this test some other time, I would really appreciate it. And he was like, sure. Okay, thank God, because I guess, you know, I've been passing in the exam, I've been doing my work, so he was like, yeah, I can allow you to do that. But I literally couldn't make heads or tail of what I was looking at on the paper. So the mental is strong. So I don't blame her at all. I've been known to have my self-care days where I block everybody out, go get a hotel room at the Intercontinental, schedule my whole spa session, and that's where I am for the day. Nobody can find me. You have to take time for yourself, and I can only imagine when the whole world is saying this is GOAT and they have all these expectations on the girl, and then she decides to, she goes and she tries, and then all of a sudden it all falls down on her. And then this whole experience makes you have a lot, if you don't have the type of respect, makes you have a lot more respect for Venus and Serena Williams, knowing everything they had to go through, you know, the racism, the boos when they were growing up, the insults about the way they looked, all of that. And for them to persevere and to go through that entire terrible time, to be the goats that they are, to experience and to reach the height that, on the female side,
they have been put through the, what they call it, the furnace of fire.
And they came out strong.
So they have been temperate, and they have, whatever it is, mentally, they're there.
You know? That's what I'm saying. Because every single day, there's one insult that's thrown at them. Like, Venus is still playing. And you hear the people who are saying, please go and rest. You know, and I'm like, why should she go and sit down when she enjoys what she's doing?
Girl, and you're not the one paying for her to play.
And my sister.
It's not using your money to play. What concerns you?
What is your business?
As long as she can qualify.
Get up and qualify. Even if they give her wild cards and things like that. As long as she wants to keep playing, honey, play on, V, play on. I'm here for it. You know? So when you see these things, because I get it. I get people saying, why is your mental not strong enough? I get it. However, you know, you're not paying me.
It sort of comes with time, I think, too. Naomi, I think, has time on her side, because all these things are things your mental toughens. It either toughens or it falls apart, you know, as you go through life. Different experiences will continue to shape you. and allow you deal with what's coming in front of you. You could either surmount it, or you can decide, you know what, I'm done. I'm going to retire. I want to go and drive off into the sunlight or something if it gets too much for you. It's still your choice. But she, Naomi, has time. Simone, on the other hand, I don't know. You know, I don't know how much. Yeah, but the feats that they're doing, I don't know how much longer Simone will be able to continue doing what she's doing. In terms, they are the same age, but they're playing different sports. So I don't know. Yeah, I'm not putting any limitation on Simone. I'm just saying I don't know. So she could continue for the next 10 years, but then again, she may decide to retire now. It's entirely up to her. That's you know, her choice. But if you look at Serena and you look at Naomi, and you see, then you're like, okay, Naomi still has plenty time, you know?
No, but that's what I'm saying. And that's what I was trying to get into. When you look at their longevity and career path or how long that they've been in the tennis world, and you see how Venus and Serena have had back-to-back-to-back wins. I'm not just talking about Naomi. I'm talking about the crop of women tennis players we have out there. None of these ladies that are out there right now can match the type of thing, you know, the Steffi Graffs, the Venuses, and the Serenas have done. Every single match, every single Grand Slam, there's a new winner. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
In the times right. of you, of Serena, you get what I'm saying? That it was in the always times Serena. Of Venus and Serena,
right.
you know,
right.
they win this one, they come back, they win the next one, they go to yes. Olympics, they win their singles, they win their doubles.
There was no other name.
There was no Serena.
Coco Gauff.
You could count on their repeat performance because they were just that good.
Right.
And I don't know. And it's crazy because it's like the reverse, that pressure, that expectation to fail or whatever, push them to deliver. You know what I mean? When on this hand, everybody's like cheering you up and buttering you and giving you all the grace or whatever. And then you're like, oh no, I don't want to fail. And then you back out, you know? So it's bananas, but it's, wow, there's a lot to learn. And you know, there's a movie coming out, King Richard.
Right. Everyone's saying, what is it? Will Smith might get an Oscar for that, right? Is it Will Smith in that?
Yeah,
one, right?
he's yeah. playing Venus and Serena's dad. I'm so here for that movie. Look, I just saw the preview and I was already crying. Can you imagine? I saw the preview and I was crying. Now, I'm not sure about the choice of Will Smith for the role, but I mean, for box office, I can understand why
he's an actor. They should. I mean,
there are a lot of actors out there.
I agree. I'm just saying.
Who probably look closer to the way Richard Williams looks.
What I'm saying is, he's an actor. He should be able to pull it off. You know, there are tons of actors out there.
I'm not talking about the pulling off. I'm talking about the choice of him for the role.
Why?
Will Smith is a high yellow black man. Okay. Richard Williams is dark, really, really dark. So the choice of Will Smith, I'm not sure, was appropriate. And I can understand that they pulled him because of the, you know, box office. But there are a lot of other
black actors. Are you saying they didn't make any cosmetic wardrobe, what do they call this thing again? Makeup changes to make him more...
I don't care about the makeup changes. That's the point. That's the point I'm trying to make. There will be no need for that much makeup change if you got someone who looked closer to the guy. That's all I'm saying. I mean...
Well, if our dear Chadwick was alive, maybe he would have been a contender.
There are plenty. There are plenty of actors out there that they could have picked.
Who would you have put in there if you had to cast?
I don't know. Don Cheadle.
Don Cheadle.
Yeah, he's good. The actors, the names are failing me right now, but there are a number of them. what's this guy? Even though he's young, but they started it from the, you know, when they were little or whatever. And of course, prosthetics or whatever can do the age progression. The guy who played, the guy that was in, even Idris Elba could have done it. But then we have to start fighting with American versus British accent. But still, he could have done it. What's the other one? I've forgotten his name. He's even Denzel Washington's son. That one too could have done it. I've forgotten that one's name too. There are a bunch. There are a whole lot. Their names escape me. They are chocolate brown.
It's okay. I think Will Smith will be more of the box office draw, as you said.
Well, you so just repeated what I said. Exactly. Yeah, that's why they okay. got him for the draw. So it's we're not gonna knock the choice. I'm just saying, dude, there are tons.
I was hoping you would have said a name that I've been like, okay, that's a Will Smith replacement, you know, in the chocolate.
I don't understand.
Color.
When I
ask you who's the replacement, I'm also looking to see who's going to be as big of a draw.
Don Cheadle is a draw. You don't know who Don Cheadle is?
I know who he is, but I'm not.
Idris Elba is a draw. You don't know who Idris Elba is?
Idris Elba, yes, but like you said, that whole accent thing.
Yeah, that we now have to start fighting with accent, which he does a good American accent, but still.
But still, when there's Will Smith.
No, what Will Smith doesn't have Cheadle. Richard Williams's accent either. He's Philadelphia, born and bred in my days. That's his own. So no, he can get the accent itself. That one too will be fighting with it. No, but listen, I'm not a big, again, this is probably why I'm saying this. I'm not a big Will Smith fan. I'm not, you know, he's okay. He's all right. I can dig him. But I'm not so, I have to go, you know, as everybody else probably is for him. But I understand they put him there because he will pull the numbers. But aside from that, just the preview alone, I was just like, sign me up right now. I cannot wait. I'm going to be crying every single step. Because Richard Williams... Honestly, what he did for his girls, it's amazing. Now, I don't know about his personal character, because didn't he cheat on his wife and have all these other things? I don't know about that.
Great people have lots of other things around them.
Flaws, right? Yeah.
We're all human.
But the dedication to his girls, I'm telling you.
Great people are human too.
Why? Do you know what? Let's delve into this a little bit. Why do we associate flaws with being human?
Is there a perfect human?
It's not about perfection. Okay. I'm saying, why is it that whenever someone is flawed, we immediately say they're human? When I say flawed, I'm not saying flawed in, oh, you didn't pass your exam. I'm saying flawed in doing bad things, right? Why do we immediately
when
say
they give in to temptation?
Right. Why do we say they're human?
Because everybody what else that do humans, we know? Humans are frail.
What else do we know other than humans? Are we comparing humans to machines? Because
comparing
I'm trying to understand.
Humans to maybe the ideal of that godlike perfection.
Has anyone seen God?
I don't understand where you're coming from. No, I don't understand the angle you're coming from. I don't understand.
Let me explain the angle. We can't all, it doesn't make sense to always say, oh, because they're human, that's why they did something. Because humans do good things. So when somebody does something bad, that cannot be, oh, he's human, so he did that. You're a human, you use the brains in your head to know you can't do something bad. Like, I don't understand why we do that. I can understand saying we're human when it comes to perfection, like for instance, Nole not getting the gold. Like for instance, like Nole not getting the gold medal. Yes, he's human, right? What I'm talking about is when someone makes a conscious effort to do the wrong thing, why do we say they're human?
I think think it works both ways.
It does not.
No, Djokovic not getting the gold. I'm pretty sure that people will say he's human.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Right. I can understand that. Did you not hear what I just said? I can understand that. He didn't do something wrong. It's just his body didn't go all the way, which, yes, that is a human thing. You're a human. The heat is going to get to you. You're not superhuman, right? That's different. I'm saying when you have the gumption in your mind, you know that this cheating is wrong and you go and cheat. Why does someone say they're human? How is that the reason for that?
Because they have given into temptation.
You know what?
I mean, that's the reason.
You don't have to give into temptation is the point. You're
asking me I did not coin the phrase. The phrase exists.
Yes, but the phrase does not need to be used in that instance. But that's what I'm saying.
But it has been used and will continue.
And I'm saying that it should not be. You, my friend, should not use it in that instance.
I've used it now, so sue me.
I am going to sue you. Because it's not a human trait.
Take that case to the court.
It should not be a human trait to know fully well that what you're doing is wrong, but you go ahead and do it. That should not be the excuse.
So what a trait? What trait is that? It's a human trait.
No, it is. It is a poor subhuman trait. That's what that is. Not a human trait. You know what? That is subhuman. That's animalistic. You know, and an animal will see even animal self. They will see a lion. They will at least run. But an animal will see that there's a trap there, but they're still going because they want that meat. That is subhuman behavior. That's not a human trait.
Oh. Wahala chai.
Let's get into some annoying. What was that link you sent me the other day?
Which one?
I don't even. It's so terrible to segue into this. It's quite annoying. The one about the 12-year-old.
Oh God.
Getting pregnant. And everybody involved was aware that she was being raped to the point that they even threw baby shower for the girl's pregnancy. Have you ever seen a thing like this before?
I saw it. I was like, okay. You heard me. I was like, huh, these people are crazy. I couldn't even believe that it was happening. And this is in Oklahoma. I'm like, in America. Like, how does it... I didn't get it. And then you see the age difference. The man was 24. And then she was 12.
She went to what did she go to the hospital for? Was she about to deliver? I think that's what it is. And he was there, right?
Yeah.
And then they called
and
the
cops. He said that the child was his own.
Yeah, at first he denied it. Right? At first he denied it. They said, oh, she must have been raped. Because the hospital was like, how old
is
this girl?
At first he denied it?
He denied it. Did you read the article? He was there with her at the hospital. He denied it. They said she must have been, I don't know, family members said something about she must have been raped or whatever. Because when the hospital was like, how is this 12-year-old girl pregnant about to have a baby? And then when the cops showed up and they pressed him, he now confessed that, yes, the baby is his. So that's why he got taken in. The girl's father is in jail. He's in jail too for being a rapist. You know? And then the mother, they're taking her in for allowing, you know, sex trafficking or whatever I don't know what criminal charge.
Well, the article I read didn't have all those details because it was all I read said that the police were told she had been raped from the hospital. But you know, the guy said he was. It was the baby shower. It wasn't a red baby shower. I said, who has a baby shower for a 12-year-old?
The baby is here now. What else?
Who has a baby shower? No, for a 12-year-old?
They'll have baby. It should not have been a baby. They need to have a pram.
Who are the people that attended? They should arrest all of them. Plus the people that attended, the people that sent out the invitation. Like, who is going to send me an invitation for a 12-year-old baby shower? Like, who will have the guts? It completely defies belief. Who does that? 12 years old. I want to invite, you know, the rest of the other human beings with their complete sense. And you will go. They should arrest everybody that was at the baby shower that did not report it. You know, when I read it, I was like, well, is this for real? that this is happening? Really?
I mean, it's a family of wayward, backwards people. Just, I mean, I don't know else what else to call it, you know. They all deserve to be in jail. They all deserve, you know, it was a hospital that said, shortly after the young girl showed up to an area hospital pregnant, police said they were told she had possibly been raped. Then they took the guy in for questioning, and it was after that, because the way the story is written is all backwards, because...
That's what I was saying, because I didn't get any additional information. All I know is that they said it was when she was in labor that he admitted the child was
dead. I think I read a different one. No, they took him in for questioning, and that's when he admitted that the child is his. The thing is so irritating. I'm just like, you can't be serious.
The article would have just put it off as one of those, you know, other articles. But I was like, baby shower, 12-year-old. I said those two statements should not even be in the same sentence.
Baby shower for a baby. She's not even 13. You know, she's a little child. You but having baby shower for her.
12.
That means she got pregnant at maybe 11.
Hi.
God forbid. This other story that you really wanted to talk about. Yes, I know. You didn't know that you sent it twice to me. I did not know.
Prescription. My dear. Alabama is not an easy place to live in, no.
Yeah, but why was it? How can I phrase this question? Why was this an important or interesting topic for you?
It was interesting to me because I'm like, why would you? You're already pregnant. You're going through a whole bunch of stuff.
So let's set the stage because we're talking as if everybody knows what we're talking about. So we have an article here where it says Alabama mom faces felony for fulfilling doctor's prescription while pregnant. All right, go.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. She was pregnant. She had back problems. She had a prescription. This was her doctor prescribed medication to her. So her going to fill it now has her being charged and possibly ending up in jail.
Why shouldn't she go to jail?
Why should she go to jail?
She's pregnant and she's taking drugs that would affect the child.
No. This was a prescription that she was given by her doctor.
That didn't if know that she was facing pregnant.
Chronic back pain.
That the doctor did not know that she was pregnant.
What are you saying?
I'm speaking in English. I mean, should I switch to Igbo? She has a doctor who prescribes medication for her because she has a back pain or whatever.
Right.
But that medication should not be taken while you're pregnant. And even if the doctor wasn't aware that she was pregnant, when you go and fill those prescriptions, on the bottle, it says clear as day, do not take if you are pregnant. So why would she take this drug when she knows she's pregnant if she's not trying to harm that child?
Okay. Here's the thing, right? You are going so completely left field on this one.
I am.
I don't even know.
To you.
Number one,
which I
to
don't
me.
Understand
yes.
How I am.
To me. First of all, she went off the medication when she was pregnant. This, I don't believe this was a case of her being maliciously trying to harm her baby. She had chronic bad back problems. She was supposed to have surgery. She had a degenerative spinal, whatever, and conco, whatever you want to call it. And when things got too difficult for her, she filled her prescription. And I'm almost, I don't want to speak for her because I wasn't there, that she would not have abused the medication. Now, the thing is, if she did not tell her doctor that she had taken that medication, this story would not even be on the news because nobody would have known. So the issue here is she was upfront with her doctors, telling her doctor everything she did, and immediately put herself, what do you call it, incriminated herself immediately. If she was doing something where she wasn't deliberately, I didn't get the impression that she was deliberately trying to harm her child. And if you read into the actual case and everything, the law was not written for cases like hers. The law was written for cases in terms of fraud or people trying to get medications when they're not supposed to, and not to treat an actual issue. She actually has an issue, so she should die of back problems because she's pregnant. Ugh. I don't understand.
She shouldn't get pregnant. She's a mother
really?
Of six. She already has six children. She's the one who's given herself back problem. I've never seen such a thing.
Sounds
before.
Like sour grapes to me. You're like, you shouldn't have. She
what's
shouldn't
the
get
sour?
Pregnant.
What do you mean by sour?
What's your own?
Wait, hold on. Why is it?
Likes,
wait. Let's go back to the sour
likes,
grapes. Why does it sound like sour
bad
grapes?
Belle? Was that not the word?
What? That's like, what I'm saying. What does bad belle? What does?
Why
that
are you? Why are you hating on her having?
How
six
am I hating on her?
That's what you just said. You're like, she already has six.
Yes, she has six children. She has a back. Yes, then it's her choice to have back pain.
Jesus.
It is her choice to have back pain.
No, my point is this.
You are not supposed to take that drug while you're pregnant. She's fully aware of that. If she's been on this medication
there are
before,
people...
she knows that she's not supposed to take it while she's pregnant.
You look, my dear, I don't believe that things are... If she takes one or two... what do you call it, painkillers or whatever to
while
help her
pregnant.
Through a bad period. Yes, while she's pregnant.
Drink
I don't
alcohol
believe...
and smoke
Listen,
cigarettes while you're pregnant.
There are plenty of people who have their babies without even... Not plenty, sorry. There are people out there who have had their babies without even realizing they were pregnant. And the babies
came
out healthy.
So we're now talking about anomalies. God is great.
No.
That's how we know that
exactly.
God exists.
So I don't believe...
That is how we know
not,
that God exists. But
she
when
did not
you
abuse...
normally... When you normally take drugs,
no.
When you normally take drugs that could potentially harm your child, something is wrong with you.
Look,
something is wrong with you.
I am almost sure, 100%, that her particular case. So I'm not speaking for other people, or I'm not speaking for people who are addicted. I'm not speaking for people that have other issues. I'm saying in this particular case that I read, seemed like a case of a responsible person who got caught up in a system. Because if she was trying to do it, if she was trying to hide, she would not, why would you go to your hospital and confess and then end up
what
with
do
the
you mean
police
by she went
doorstep?
To the hospital and confessed? What was the confession?
So this is what I'm saying. When she was talking to one of her doctors, mm-hmm. She was the one who actually told them that, this was the med, she had taken this medication. She didn't have to tell them. And the law, there's a reporting, what do you call it? There's a reporting component to the law. So the doctor had to report. And that's how she now ended up. So she was the one that used her mouth to open. She opened her mouth to incriminate herself. How do I explain it?
I mean.
So I'm saying
she's a criminal. Most criminals think they're smart, but they're not.
Oh, no. This was, I didn't read this article like that. That's all I'm going
to say. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because when I read it,
I didn't read it like that.
Why is there a story here? She took drugs that she wasn't supposed to take while she was pregnant. If that's the law in Alabama, so be it. You know what I mean? Let's move on. You know, the fact of the matter is people, when it comes to this whole children thing and all that, if you go to your doctor writes your prescription. A lot of times your doctor can write your prescription where you don't have to come back to see him. He'll write your prescription for the next how many months or how many years or whatever, because he knows that you need it. So at the time when you went to see your doctor, you were not pregnant, whatever the case may be. Then you get pregnant. And then even on your pill bottle or whatever, it says so there, do not ingest while pregnant. But you take it anyway. Then you have a problem. You have a serious problem because you're taking a drug that could potentially harm your child. Just by God's kind grace, your child came out and nothing was wrong with your child other than regular jaundice. And that one can be solved quickly.
The thing is, sometimes you have, look, according to this article, it says that the law was actually amended to protect mothers who took drugs prescribed by doctors. This law, there's a reason that a law was put in place, and the law was not meant in the beginning to even touch legal prescription drugs. This was
so people don't abuse legal prescription drugs.
What they're saying is that the law was not supposed to target people who are taking drugs prescribed by their physicians.
Your physician can prescribe you something law. And you are abusing it. You can go to your physician and lie to your physician, and your physician will give you drugs that you're not supposed to take.
I don't.
Here you go. Your doctor will ask you, what are your symptoms? If you give him all kinds of lies, tell him this is what's going on, you know, he'll give you your prescription.
My dear me, I don't know about lying to your doctors. That one is way, way above my own.
So you don't know that people lie to their doctors. Nobody has ever lied to their doctor.
I'm sure people tell lies all the time. It's not just to their doctors.
The subhuman behavior. That's not the issue. The subhuman behavior it's of lies.
People are human.
Subhuman behavior, please. Of people lies.
Do all sorts of things. All I'm saying is, in this particular case, it didn't look to me as a case that had to be, because even the lady says, if I had known what I know, I would rather lay in bed my entire pregnancy in pain than take a pill. I thought it was okay. I didn't think it was a big deal. My son is perfectly fine.
Yes, she says her.
She wants to warn other women that this could happen to them.
Thank you.
She
for says, your
I
warning.
Thought if a doctor wrote you a prescription, you can take it. If not, there needs to be posters everywhere in the doctor's office that says if you're pregnant and the doctor prescribes you something, you still may not be able
it's
to take it.
It's on her
this.
Bloody pill bottle.
So
she's talking nonsense.
I don't know if it was on her pill bottle. Do you
it
have her
is.
Pill bottle?
It, I don't need her pill bottle. Where are you there are drugs, yes. There are drugs that you... Yeah. What was it I had? One nasty tooth pull that I had, that it was the worst pain I have ever experienced. Me, I don't even take painkillers. The doctor says, go and fill this hydrocodone, whatchamacallit, you're going to need it. I never took it. I sat down there and I dealt with the pain on the bottle. And then that huge, they give you one long, there's a sheet that comes with it when you open
right,
up
with
your
all
bag.
Your prescriptions,
yes.
Right.
And it tells you right there, do not ingest. Let's leave this matter alone. You there are drugs that they take that you are prescribed, and they tell you if you're trying to get pregnant or if you're pregnant,
sure
do not take
this
drug.
She doesn't fit the profile of whoever they're trying to target.
Profile. Sorry.
So I didn't know I sometimes the what you call it, there has to be common sense when people are doing certain things. That's
and then
that
she doesn't have
read.
Common sense, clearly.
Okay, please let's be done. All I'm saying is people should be aware. As she has said, she wanted people to be aware. So I'm helping her help people to be aware.
Help herself.
So that you will not have problems in the future.
Help herself. That's the first. Yeah, that's the first thing she needs to do. She
meanwhile, you and Ashton Kutcher, what issues do you have with Ashton?
Oh, I don't. I actually don't have.
Ashton Kutcher.
It was so funny. I think that was the highlight of the week as far as Comedy Central. Him and Mila Kunis were saying, and I didn't read the article, I just read the headline, and everybody went crazy about it.
But
that
why though?
They don't wash their kids, that the only time they're going to, you know, bathe their kids is if they see dirt on the child. But generally, they themselves, there's no need for, you know, the regular baths and things like that. And I think there's like a medical precedent that states why that's necessary. But I think that probably only worked back in the day when you were not ingesting, you know, chemically produced things. You're not putting chemically produced things on your body and things like that. You have to wash these things off you know. So I people were crazy. They were like, you know, the
I don't understand why there was such an uproar over it, you know. As from what I read, they do wash their what you call it, the core, the crotch, the groin, the armpits, the butt, you know, so they deal with all the major areas. So
that's what they're telling us. What's left? Don't know if that they're actually doing that. We don't know if they're actually doing that.
No, you're accusing someone of falsehoods,
my dear.
You know, let's just take them at their word that they do that. And if they do that, I personally don't see a problem with it. You know, there's value in what they're saying in terms of not stripping the oils from your body and, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, all those, whatchamacallit. Your body is supposed to have its natural way of protecting you. I don't think when we came on this earth, there was ever like a mandate that, hey, you need to shower and things like that. As we've evolved, we've realized that, yeah, we got to shower. Yes, we have to wear a dress. You know, at some point, everybody was naked, you know, so we have to cover up. We have to clothe ourselves. You know, our body is going to secrete.
Yeah, that's a social construct that we've evolved into, right?
Yeah, so you have evolved
in a different way.
You have to, hey, if we were in the days where we're not wearing dresses, you know, we don't have to cover ourselves, we don't eat manufactured things, we don't put manufactured things on our body, then I can understand this. Their logic. That's not where we are, okay? When he goes out,
well, and I understand their logic.
He's thinking. You said what?
I understand their logic.
Okay.
I do. I mean, look, for me, as when they said, oh, we take care of all the smelly, smelly bits.
Why are those bits smelly then? Because their logic is not sound. Those bits should not be smelly. You know what I mean? There shouldn't be a need to clean those bits. Inokwa, you allow it now. Let your freak flag fly. Let your funk flag fly. Why are you washing those bits? Leave those bits to stink.
To smell as well with everything else.
I don't know if that's your plan. So their logic isn't sound. My friend, go on, shower.
Their logic, I mean, for them, it works for them, you know. So to each his own. Yeah, as in, I'm not next to them. I'm not.
Should go and shower, and he shouldn't, you know, they shouldn't throw their children into a world of ridicule, because that was really unnecessary. These children have to deal with enough as it is. Now, what's going to happen? Everybody's going to know, oh, the kutchers, they stink. They don't shower. And now every day when this child goes to school, they will be abusing their children left, right, and center. This is what they've done. Tomorrow, don't bully my children. You told the world that you don't wash your kids. What do you want?
They said they don't wash them all the time unless they're dirty now. So I'm assuming that if the kids go out for a game or they come back sweaty, I assume that they'll be washed at that time.
Okay.
Just an assumption.
Good assumption, no.
Since I'm not in the Kutcher household, I'm not going to be sitting next to them in a football game. Just imagine if someone is now sitting to them.
Can you imagine? And something starts smelling. Hey, you already know, because they've announced it. They've told the world.
Someone is sitting next to them. And we're like, oh gosh, what's that smell?
Yeah. And look, the smell might not even be them, but because they've announced that, you know, this is how they live their lives, now everybody's going to be like, it's the Kutcher.
I'm going
to
be looking at them with one eye.
It's the Kutcher. Let's move. It's the Kutcher.
That's too funny.
People want to put their lives in trouble. Is what they do.
I don't know.
You know, I mean, I can understand them saying, look, we have lazy days. We haven't left the house. I mean, there are days that I don't go out and I'm in my house. I haven't exerted myself. Leave the shower for another day. But when you say that, you make a conscious effort not to shower or bathe or whatever you want to call it because of whatever reason, I just saw the headline and I was like, let's leave these people. But the interwebs went mad about it, and I was like, okay.
On every story, you know, you always have what is it, supporters and
I don't know who's supporting that story.
There's supporters and then there are critics, you know. So you'll get the whole plethora of people.
I don't know who is supporting that. You know how it is. one, you've done it so many times. Have you? So our Nigerian foods, when we cook it, like plantain, that's like the most inviting smell to me. When I smell plantain, I want to eat it. When I moved to this country, and thank God I saw plantain in the grocers, and of course, you know, they have the Nigerian stores wherever you buy your plantain. And then I fried my plantain in my apartment for the very first time. I'd gone out, come back. The smell in the house was ridiculous.
Yeah, you're like, what's that smell?
Yes. So you now realize that in Nigeria, you get used to those smells.
Right.
Those smells are inviting to you, or to a point that after a while, you don't even smell them anymore, even
you're
though
not,
they're
yeah,
there.
No longer. Your nose is not sensitive to
exactly.
It.
Exactly. This is what the
like stockfish.
Oh, stockfish, one name, the worst smell in the world. I don't care how badly it smells. I'm eating my stockfish, Biko. But that is exactly the point. So these kuchers are in their smell, you know? Their smell, they're living with their smell. So it's not a problem for them. When they now venture outside and their neighbor says, Uncle,
what's that smell?
Go out and shower. This is really bad. And then you're like, what? You just go, just, it's bad. You know, as my Nigerian people say, do the needful. Go out and wash yourself, because this is terrible. You know?
Wow. Interesting.
Well,
it's a free world. They have enough money to do and undo whichever one they want to do. So... Well, at least we have not seen people sitting next to them holding their noses, right? So,
but they won't show it now because, you know, they're sitting next to a celebrity. But now that they've owned up to their funk, now you start seeing it. You now start seeing people covering their nose. Mm-hmm. They have opened their...
Maybe they have a special eau de perfume that they use or something. To eliminate all odors, you know, there are lots of odor eliminators these days. So, charcoal, air purifiers, plenty things. So,
well done, well done, sir, well done, ma. Anyway, well, it was good. Let's give us your feedback. Send us stories you want us to tackle, and we'll circle back.
Ciao. Thank you for joining us.
If you like what you hear, please click on the support button.